This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. President Volodymyr Zelensky urging the international community to ramp up pressure on Russia to withdraw from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to avoid global radiation disaster. The plant was temporarily knocked offline Thursday because of fire damage to a transmission line, causing a blackout across the region and heightening fears of a catastrophic situation for the country still haunted by the Chernobyl disaster. The complex, Europe's largest nuclear plant, has been occupied by Russian forces and run by Ukrainian workers since the early days of the six-month-old war. Ukraine alleges Russia is essentially holding the plant hostage, storing weapons there, launching attacks from around it, while Moscow accuses Ukraine of recklessly firing on the facility. Well, U.S. President Joe Biden calling on Democrats to vote literally to save democracy once again in an upcoming midterm election, and comparing Republican ideology to semi-fascism as he heads up a kickoff rally in nearby Maryland.
Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans have made their choice to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. But we've chosen a different path. Forward, the future, unity, hope, and optimism.
Democrats have seen their political hopes rebound in recent months amid a legacy-defining burst of action by Congress and the president. Japan will spend nearly $2 million on a state funeral for slain former leader Shinzo Abe, the government said on Friday, despite growing opposition from a public angered by revelations of the ruling party's ties to the Unification Church. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Well, we learn more today about why the FBI searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The release of the document is expected by noon today, and the Justice Department is believed to have removed sensitive details about witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. On August 8th, agents served a search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago estate, removing 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. Documents already made public show that federal agents are investigating potential violations of three different federal laws, including gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information under the Espionage Act. Donna Warder, Washington.
The suspension of Thailand's unpopular Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha was given a lukewarm welcome Thursday by pro-democracy forces who say his replacement, another elderly ex-army chief, shows the same authoritarian players still dominate national politics. Prayut was suspended from office on Wednesday by the country's constitutional court while the bench deliberates whether he has hit the 8-year term limit. The limit was introduced in a constitution written by Prayut's allies after he toppled the elected government in 2014 as army chief, promising to stay as long as necessary to remedy years of division and political violence. Well, California, the state of California, plans to phase out fuel vehicles. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
California regulators have approved a plan requiring all new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. Regulators are aiming for a dramatic cut in carbon emissions and an eventual end to gasoline-powered vehicles. The decision by the California Air Resources Board came 2 years after Governor Gavin Newsom first directed regulators to consider such a policy. If the goal is reached, California would cut emissions from cars in half by 2040. The move gives the most populous U.S. state the world's most stringent regulations for transitioning to electric vehicles. The policy still needs federal approval, but that's considered very likely under President Joe Biden's administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Australia have found 2 tons of methamphetamine hidden in marble tiles shipped from the Middle East to Sydney in what police describe as the largest ever seizure of the illicit drug in the country. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.